It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters. Our guest this week, Charlene Patton, Executive Director of the Home Baking Association. Charlene, we're going to talk about, you've been fairly busy with the Home Baking Association. Of course, these are unique times, and people are turning to baking, as we've seen. Kind of a bright spot, or maybe a silver lining, people finding some relief in baking. And so you've been able to offer a lot of resources to people that have baked for a while and maybe people that are new bakers. Tell us more about what you've been doing to address people's needs during this time.
Well, we're excited that the Home Baking Association, because you know we're all about baking, and we appreciate the support. We have 34 members to the Home Baking Association, which is a nonprofit association that is a mission of just providing resources to educators and to people to help them learn about baking. The Nebraska Wheat Board is one of those supporters, and we're very much appreciated of that. But we have educators all across the country that just jam-packed our website. We had 4,000 new subscribers within a week's time of educators that were coming to us and wanting to sign up for our weekly or our monthly e-newsletter. And so that was exciting because we wanted to be able to impart to them resources and ideas of how they could teach baking when they're not actually in the classroom. And it can be done, Shaylee.
And as mentioned, maybe some people are new to baking or wanting to try something different. You've gained a lot of followers during this time, or having a lot of people come to these resources. And what are some of the things that people are looking for? Is there anything in particular that has stood out a little bit that seems like a favorite or something a lot of people are looking to achieve?
Well, one of the things that we did last fall was a study by Mintel to find out what people were doing with baking, what they thought about baking, and just to give us a little glimpse as to what was going on. And one of the things from that study we learned that when we asked the question, where did you learn to bake? And it's interesting, mom, dad, parent, a relative, that one scored the highest. I think that's going to be so true now, too, because we have all these people at home, but we have young families. We have people that are wanting to restart baking at their home, looking for new options. And I think one of the fun things is they might go and try those wonderful family recipes that they maybe haven't tried for a while, but then they also want to explore with new things. And one of the things that we saw a real surge on our website is that they wanted to know about sourdough baking. So we did some information on sourdough baking that would help them. We also had a lot of requests for how would they incorporate whole grains into their recipes. And we have a lot of resources on our website that would help consumers and educators see how they can do that. So that makes out a great opportunity for us to impart some new education. And I think the other thing that consumers will find as they're baking is that it's all about controlling ingredients. When you're baking something at home, you make the decision. Do I want to put in dried raisins in my cookies? Do I want to put in chocolate chips? Or how about if I try some coconut with those raisins and chocolate chips? We can control everything that goes into our ingredients. We can make that modification that instead of maybe using all-purpose flour, we might use a combination of all-purpose and whole wheat flour in our cookie. And it just is exciting to see that families get to try those options and to make some of their own creations.
Okay, and I know there's several different avenues. You've got your website, of course, and a couple other ways that people can access these resources and information. Where do they go, though? What's the best direction to point them when they start to seek out some of these resources, Charlene?
They should go to homebaking.org. And if they go to our website, it's a brand new website that we came out with just in the last 6 months. They're going to find all kinds of information. One of those sections in the drop-down box is a learn section. And teachers will primarily love looking at that, and even parents that might be teaching a 4-H class or later this summer have a summer activity or a camp. There's called distance learning. And so it helps in teaching a lot of things that you can do right there at home, whether it might be experiments, reminders about baking food safety. We also have a lot of book and bake lessons on there. And the Baking with Friends book we've featured, and we've done some extra videos for that book. That book is 32 pages of recipes and resources, and we've done a lot of extra videos to make some of those recipes come alive that you can actually watch on our website.
Thanks so much, Charlene Patton, Executive Director of the Home Baking Association. Again, you can visit that website, homebaking.org, for a ton of great resources. That's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.